The council approved creating a PUD, or planned unit development. That's in the Green Code, although opponents of Elmwood Crossing say this PUD far exceeds the rules because it requires so many variances. The entire project can be planned completely, although each individual piece still has to go through the regulatory process. The Elmwood Village community has been roiled by the entire plan, with strong views on both sides. Undine Bastani says she's opposed, although she's a significant business person in the Elmwood Village.
I have three properties in the Elmwood Village, and I'm a big proponent of the Green Code, and I just want everyone to know we are not anti-development. We would like some smart development, something that is considerate of what Elmwood Avenue stands for, the ambiance, the culture. I also own a B&B on Elmwood.
Opponents say they're being steamrolled by the push to do something with the hospital site, with Majority Leader David Rivera saying he doesn't want the site to sit idle, as he says the former Millard Fillmore Hospital at Gates Circle site has. There's a test of the two points of view on Monday when a smaller piece of the overall development goes before the planning board, conversion of a former pediatric office on Hodge into a daycare center. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.